Test 67, Section 4, Question 23. Here we're trying to explain the findings, so there's going to be something that seems a little bit odd here, and we have to make sense of it. So it says, biologists found that off the northeast coast of country, pea plankton dropped 10%, so we just dropped our pea plankton by 10%, and the fish species XYZ are showing high death rates. Since these species are known to sometimes eat pea plankton, they believe that the two phenomena are connected, but the exact nature of the connection is unknown. No other species appears to be affected. Now, this one is a little bit tricky because we do know that species of X, Y, and Z are now dying off fast, and extraordinarily high death rates off of a 10% drop in this plankton. But the weird thing, so, and we know that they sometimes eat this plankton. So thus far, that's not really that weird. But what is weird is it says the nature of this connection is unknown and no other species in the ecosystem appears to be affected. So what we want to explain is, why is it just these two species? And why don't they say that the exact nature of the connection is sure, because we could say, well, you know, they're eating this species and now there's not so many of them, so they're dying off. But it only says sometimes eat pea plankton. So we've got to explain, why is it only affecting these two species is kind of the weird thing. Several major pharmaceutical companies have been secretly dumping large amounts of waste into the ocean for many years. The thing there is, A, it's many years, and B, we really, that should affect the whole ecosystem, not just these plankton and species of XYZ. A new strain of bacteria is attacking pea plankton, destroying their cell walls, and is attacking the respiratory systems of fish X, Y, and Z. Now, that could also explain it, because that would help explain why we've got those two. Doesn't necessarily explain why it isn't affecting anything else, but it could say, well, it has this effect on one group and this other effect on another. A powerful toxin in the water is killing off pea plankton by inhibiting their production of a chemical they use in reproduction. Well, that would explain why we have the drop in pea plankton, but not the fish. It isn't really going to help with that. And then XYZ are all experiencing widespread starvation within the affected region, and the loss of pea plankton is driving their death rates up even higher. Well, so that's going to say that, yes, they were already kind of struggling a bit. But the problem with that is it doesn't explain why the pea plankton are dropping in the first place. So we need to explain both those facts. And that one really only tells us why the fish are dying off. And then E, global warming has changed the climatic conditions of the oceans all along the northeast coast. That should have an impact on the larger ecosystem, not just on these two species. So our best answer there is B, because it gives us targeted reasons why this bacteria hurts those two groups without necessarily having them there be a link between the two species based on feeding on them or something like that. And so it would explain why they don't understand the nature of the connection and why no other species are affected. So that's what makes B our best answer.